Kick off summer with Memorial Day savings at Lowe's. Right now, get five Scotts Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. Plus, get up to 40% off select major appliances and save an extra $50 on every $500 you spend on select major appliances $396 or more. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 5/28. Mulch offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Ray Foley. It's Ray Foley. Playing the music you love all afternoon on Today FM.
How are we then? Thursday. Come on in. Did I say Wednesday a minute ago?
Did you say Wednesday?
I might have said Wednesday,
it's
but
definitely Thursday.
Never ever trust the moronic utterances of an idiotic radio DJ.
You said it was piffle the other day, didn't you?
Yesterday.
Piffle.
Yesterday.
Oh, piffle. Yeah.
You've forgotten the days.
My memory's gone.
It was yesterday. Piffle. And I think that we furnish you, Ireland, with our unique brand of useless, unnecessary piffle.
I've heard scutter. The term scutter used.
Scutter is
harsh.
Scutter's poo, isn't it?
Yeah.
Piffle is just like nonsense. There. Mm. Like candy floss. What's this, goats? Oh, I love a goat.
She's your man for goats.
There's only one thing I love more than a goat, and that's two goats. And there's only one thing I love more than two goats, that's three goats. But guys, there's only one thing I love more than three goats.
What is it?
It's four goats.
It's four goats.
These four baby goats are outside the door waiting for their dinner. So whoever is recording the video is inside the house, and the four baby goats, they're quadruplets, goats. They're just outside the door waiting for their dinner. I love a goat. Are you ready?
Yeah.
You hungry? What? You want some food? You ready for dinner?
That's adorable.
Who wants a bottle?
What about?
And they come then.
So cute.
Today FM Summer Cash Machine.
It was a rollover yesterday, so Dua Lipa, Dance the Night. Today FM. Play the music you love. It's Thursday afternoon on Today FM. Love the old double hand clap in Dua Lipa, Dance the Night, gotta say. Have you seen the Barbie movie yet?
No.
JP, you gotta go see the Barbie movie.
I'm the worst at that.
You're terrible. Do you know what it is? Do you know what it is? Because you're a man.
You're pointing your finger at
him. Because he's a man. Do you know what it is, guys? He's a man.
It's not.
Girls, come on, you're with me. He's not going to go see it because he's not going to support Margot and Greta. And he doesn't want to smash the patriarchy. He wants he wants to maintain the status quo is what he wants.
Do you know what? Speaking of that kind of thing, I went into a bookshop yesterday.
Here we go now.
And I bought...
Was it a male-only author's bookshop? I bet it was.
Hi, where's the
Come on, girls. Smash the patriarchy.
Where's the male-only section? I actually bought my first ever... This is going to sound weird. I bought my first ever book by a female author yesterday.
How old are you?
In history. I might have had school books that were written by female authors.
Oh my God.
So I wasn't aware that it was a thing, but then I realized,
come on,
hang
girls,
on.
Let's cancel him.
I did realize when I went to the till, I said, this has never happened before.
What a massive sexist you are.
I'm not sexist.
Well, why have you
not bought them? I just haven't
bought
them.
You have not bought them by not buying them until yesterday.
But it's not because the authors are female.
So what is it then?
I'm not walking up to the till checking the book going, hang on, it says Sandra.
I'm
leaving this back
on
the shelf. There'll be no Sandra in my home. It's not that.
So what is it then?
Why would I say it? If it was revealing that I was a massive sexist.
That's what we're all... Am I right, girls? Why would he say that? Smash the patriarchy. Yeah. I was just going to talk about the Barbie movie and the double hand clap in it.
Took a turn.
Which I love. Oh, my God. This is great now. We'll start the pylon. Where do we do it, girls? I think X is like... We're not going to go onto Elon's platform to attempt a cancellation.
Yeah, you can get me on Instagram.
I think we'll get him on Instagram, will we? Come on, we can get him there. Come on, let's do it. It's unbelievable. Ever.
First time. Yeah.
You've never read a Cathy Kelly or a Marion Keyes?
No, are they good?
They're brilliant.
Is that the one where the city girl goes to the country?
I don't know. What about the girl on the train?
No.
What about the Gone Girl?
Gillian Flynn.
Gillian Flynn.
I saw the movie. Does that count?
No.
Oh.
What about J.K. Rowling? Harry Potter?
I was never a Potter fan.
Come on.
Never. She's cancelled and all now. So why would I want to get on that train?
JP and Harry Potter.
No,
and JP,
don't put me in. Don't.
JP
no.
and JK.
No.
We're cancelling them all today, girls. That's horrific. That's a terrible admission to make.
Why are you making a big deal out of this?
I'm not making a big deal out of it. It's just me.
Yeah, you are. You're saying it's terrible.
It's me and the girls. We're absolutely disgusted at you. My God. You want to get involved in this? He has never bought a female author's book.
Until yesterday.
What did you buy? What was it?
It's a cookbook. It's like... No. It's
Dorina Allen.
Because why? Because why would it have to be a cookbook?
Because
right?
You're a massive sexist. Because he's a massive sexist.
These are lies.
Come on, girls, let's cancel him.
I guess it's the female equivalent of Lord of the Rings.
Oh, you had to use a male book, a book written by a man, J.R.R. Tolkien.
It's the most famous book of its type.
He had to use it. See that, girls?
It was just an example.
The only equivalent is one that's already been written by a man.
For some reason, I'd been hearing a lot about Ursula Le Guin. She was big back in the 40s and 50s.
I've heard of Ursula von der Leyen. Strong female woman. Come on, girls, let's get them.
So, having seen multiple recommendations for this author, I went and I looked at one of the books on the shelf. I took it down, had a peruse, and it seemed to be really good, so I bought it.
It's like a fantasy thing,
it's
then?
It's like a kind of a fantasy book, yeah.
Wouldn't have pegged you for that at all.
No, I'm just trying new things, including buying books by female authors.
Do you know what good on
you? So, Colleen Hoover, I'm coming for you.
That is absolutely shocking.
A bit weird that her surname's Hoover, isn't it?
Right, here we go. This is 100-1. You know the Lee Mack show?
No.
Is it 100-1 it's called? 1 in 100? The Lee Mack show.
I know Lee Mack.
He has a quiz show.
Is it called 100-1?
Something like that. And it's where they ask questions. These are surveyed questions. And they do a survey. They ask a load of people questions.
This is my family fortunes.
It's my basic understanding of this now, okay? I've never watched the show, but from my basic skimming over the details of the quiz, they do a survey, they ask a load of people questions, and then only the questions that 1 in 100 people correctly answered are the questions that are in the quiz.
I see, yes. Somebody's been in touch and says, is it the 1% club? That's from 18.
The 1% club.
Okay.
Yeah, sorry. Don't be fact-checking the show. Who's that texting?
18.
18, don't be fact-checking me. He's the massive sexist.
18, thanks for giving the stupid man sitting opposite me a dig out there with the name of that TV show.
Do you know, I don't deny being a stupid man. Smash the patriarchy.
It's no surprise to me that 18 is cleverer than Ray.
Because she's a woman.
Exactly.
18, you and me, we're cancelling JP. We're smashing the patriarchy. And we're going to go and watch the Barbie movie. I've already seen it.
Kevin says, is it the 1% club? But you're too slow, Kevin, because you're a guy.
So on the 1% club, they ask this question. Can you get it right?
Okay.
A bat and a ball cost one...
No.
Just imagine.
Because I know these questions. It's like a train leaves the station at X o'clock and then a fella's on a bike. Go on.
I'll tell you what I'll do, right? I'll ask you the question. I'll take two songs. We won't discuss the answer at all.
We're not going to talk to each other for the next 5 minutes.
No, we're going to be scribbling frantically on the back of our printouts.
Okay.
So here's the detail. If you want to write it down.
Yeah.
A bat and a ball cost £1.10 in total.
Yeah.
If it makes the maths easier for you, you can say €1.10.
It's fine.
A bat and a ball cost £1.10 in total. The bat costs £1 more than the ball.
£1 more than the ball.
How much does the ball cost?
Okay.
I'll leave that with you, right? A bat and a ball cost £1.10 in total. The bat costs £1 more than the ball. How much does the ball cost? To that and the roll call after this. 0874 100 102. The Weekend on Today FM. I've been trying to call. You should see his little face. I've been on my own. His confused, sexist little face. You can show me how to live.
Maybe down at all I
see. Kings of Leon, you somebody. This is Today FM playing the music you love. Good afternoon. Welcome to Thursday's little show. I'm Ray Foley. There's JP.
Hi.
Voice notes on 0874-100-102. I'll get to the bat and the ball thing in a second. 1% Club, sorry, that was the name of Lee Mack's quiz show and his consternation over one of the questions. Let's do a roll call. Ray, on show, JP.
On show,
lads. Let me be the first to say, the weekend has landed. Yup, from Hannah on show and y'all. Hannah, yeah, you are. Do you know what? In fairness, you are.
Normally, you would be the first to say that on a Thursday.
Would I?
Yeah, oh yeah. You are always hyping up the weekend on a Thursday.
Do you know what now? Just to sicken you, I'm not going to do it today. And instead, next Monday, the first thing I'll do is I'll say, here comes the weekend.
If you're listening, remember that. Beat him to the punch.
Remind me. Happy Knife Day, Ray. Yeah, today's Knife Day. World Knife Day. So whether you've got a butter knife or a machete, enjoy your knife. Happy Knife Day, Ray. I just used my trusty knife to chop my banana. From Mary on show. And she sent a photograph of the knife. Well, thanks. You know what? I didn't believe you until you took a photograph, Mary. But now it's unequivocal. She definitely did it. And Alan said he's asked Law her today, actually. Oh, Alan, we miss you already. I won't make it in today as I'm still a bit emotional, having had your reading of Midterm Break show up on my Instagram. Oh, yeah, what's the story? They put that on Instagram last night.
The amount of people who walked up to me today and said, by the way, I was in tears watching that again on social. Incredible.
Yeah, a Midterm Break. I read it on the air the other day. It was my party piece. The surefire way to ruin every party, do Midterm Break by Seamus Heaney. But I read it and they put it up on... And yeah, I always forget these cameras are always on.
Never off.
Anyway, he says he's a bit emotional. Alan Aslauer. Cheers, Alan. And the calls for JP's cancellation, very strong this afternoon. This is JP's shocking confession that at the tender age of 49 years of age...
Not 49, no.
He's after buying the... He's spent money for the first time on a female author. He has never, ever bought a book written by a woman, ever.
I don't know why we can't look at this from the other perspective and say this is a great new dawn and congrats.
Isn't this great? Girls, come on girls, should we be congratulating him for finally buying a book by a female author?
And can I get a pat on the back? It doesn't have to be Pat, it could be Patricia. I'm open to both at this stage.
Desperately trying to dig himself out of the cancellation hole this afternoon. Ronan's over there, Ronan.
John Paul.
Yeah.
At this day and age... Mm-hmm.
You just can't. You can't get away with that kind of crack.
I'm just shocked. Come on. Can't believe you did that.
Cop on.
Jesus. Anyway. Ray.
Yes, what, Roland?
I love you.
Thanks.
And I love the show.
Hey! People are disgusted. No women, actually. They just don't seem to care. Mostly men.
Mm.
Backlashing. I'll read this for you again one more time, then here we go. Ready?
Go on.
The bat and the ball. This was on Lee Mack's show. And the question is, a bat and a ball cost £1 total. £1.10 in total. The bat and the ball cost £1.10 in total. The bat costs £1 more than the ball. How much does the ball cost? When I saw it, my immediate reaction was, the ball costs 10p.
Yeah.
Because then the ball is 10p,
mm-hmm.
And the bat is £1 more.
Yeah, and your brain says to yourself, oh, that's right, yeah, yeah.
However, the bat costs £1 more than the ball.
And €1...
So it needs to include the money of the bat.
Yeah. Like a euro is only 90 cents more.
Voice notes. Michael's over there. Michael. Hello?
That's yeah. The ball costs 5 cents. And that's coming in from Mick and Horleash. Come on, Team JP, let's go.
Come on, Mick. Oh, you massive sexist.
No, that's not what it is. That's not what it is. You can be friends with me and we're not sexist. Neither of us.
You're a piece of new Joe Rogan.
I'm not.
He's starting this whole movement. He's one of these crazy right wingers.
I know Ben Shapiro.
He's a Ben Shapiro. He's got his own Facebook channel.
I know Jordan Peterson.
He's spouting anti-woke, anti-woman, sexist claptrap. That's what he's doing. He started a movement. Yourself and Mick there, the two of ye.
You can't say Mick's a sexist.
He he's on Team JP.
No, it was about the ball cost.
Well established.
It's not well established.
It's well established that JP is a massive sexist.
Team JP.
He's even got the revving of engines in the background. It's like a bloody episode of Top Gear over there. It's a sausage fest.
Mick, please tell me you don't have a sexist car sticker on one of the windows. Please, God.
Mick and poor Leash. I'm on Team JP. Let's go.
Hear that? Team JP. Rah. Ridiculous.
Not a sexist.
Absolutely. You know, women aren't objects. Do you understand that? Do you even understand that? Caroline, finally a woman is over there. Caroline, hello, love. Sorry, I didn't mean to say love. My love.
That'd be 5 cents. What's hard about that, Ray?
Oh, stop it. If you immediately do the maths, you think it's 10k.
It's almost like a trick question, yeah.
And now we've got hundreds and hundreds of texts all saying, so the bat is 5, and then the... No, rather, the ball is 5 and the bat is 105.
There you go.
Radio Mats, you're welcome.
Ray Foley.
Got the show off to a flying start.
Care Plus. Not all careers in care are the same. The best starts with a K. Careplus.ie.
We'll continue to attempt to smash the patriarchy throughout the broadcast this afternoon. If you have any abuse you'd like to throw JP's way,
nonsense,
you can find him on his crazy right-wing Facebook. The Facebook group that he set up. And he's all over Twitter. I mean, it's disgusting the way he's carrying on.
I'm on Truth Social, actually.
He's selling supplements.
So they shouldn't be allowed in gyms.
He's selling supplements is what he's doing.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing, yeah.
And he's wearing a vest. He's really sweaty and he's smoking a cigar.
Yeah.
It's disgusting. Right, what are we doing? Oh, fruit. I want to do fruit in a couple of minutes. And I got Miley Cyrus on the way next.
Weekend breakfast with Alison.
There's a fly. A fruit fly. Fruit. There he is there. Miley Cyrus and Midnight Sky. This is Today FM playing the music you love. Yeah, we've got a fly in the studio.
He's behind you now.
Did I get him? No. Today FM playing the music you love. Yeah, all right, Jim. What do you want me to do now? I'm on the air.
Well, you're taller than I am, so you can reach him.
I'm in the middle of the show now.
Well, you're the one that brought it up.
Bananas found growing in West Cork garden, a surprising discovery. Bananas.
That's bananas.
It's a fruit. The bananas, discovered in the garden of Rov's Country House in Baltimore, were the second ever growth on this particular plant. It had been planted 25 years. What? They planted bananas 25 years ago, and the bananas now are growing in balmy, tropical Baltimore and Cork. Let me call my banana guy.
All right.
This is probably kind of alarming, actually, really, isn't it? Oh, it's ringing. This is Rolf's Country House.
Good afternoon, Rolf's Country House.
Hello, may I speak to Frederica Hafner, please?
Speaking.
Hello, Frederica. Ray Foley calling from Today FM. How are you?
I'm very well, Ray. Thank you very much.
I'm calling to talk bananas, Frederica. Let's talk fruit.
Let's talk fruit. Unusual fruit crop this year in Baltimore, West Cork at Rolf's.
I was going to say, do you grow much fruit or other fruit and vegetables?
No,
or,
we don't grow any at all.
Right. Okay.
No, I tell you, it was my mother that planted the banana. She's kind of the gardener. And we have this lovely courtyard inside the hotel. And she planted this banana just for foliage reasons, because the leaf is stunning and quite attractive, about 30 years ago.
Right.
And this year, 2 years ago, it made kind of a very small type of flower, and this year it has actually made two, and there's really little bananas forming on it.
Little baby bananas.
Little baby bananas.
I've no concept of what a banana tree looks like. And when you describe the foliage or the leaves on it, what's it like?
It's the kind of... The foliage, it's a very big, long green leaf.
Right.
And it kind of is on a stem, relatively slim stem.
Right.
And off it, then, and the leaves kind of get taller, and it's like the leaves forming the stems, and at the top of it you have these big green leaves, and out of that stem with the leaves you have kind of this flower coming out.
Okay, so it's not like a tree then, as such?
No, like, looks like a tree, but it's soft, it's not woody.
Oh, I got you.
It's like a fibre, you know?
Yeah. Oh, I got you. And how tall is it then? Is it taller than you, like?
Oh, it's taller than a two-story house.
Oh, jeekers, right, okay. So it's not like, it's not a short little sort of strawberry size.
No. All it has different levels to it. Like this, I'm looking at it now from my reception. There's like a young one, it has different levels. It branches, there's about 10 stems, and one would be kind of a metre high, the next one is a metre 50, and it goes kind of different levels like that.
So there's quite a lot of tree there, but you're only getting the two bananas thus far.
I think they're different stages of life. You know, there's like the ones, the two big ones, I say they would be about 10 years old at this stage.
Right.
And then you have kind of a 1 year, a 2 year, a 3 year around it, because they sprout from underneath it. They kind of make these suckers.
Yeah.
Coming out from the roots. And they are the different stages.
Do you have any idea? Have you done any reading on the life, or the ripeness, or at what point the banana will be ready to eat? Because if it's...
I haven't figured that one out, but I know you cannot eat it like that.
Really?
It's not a cultivar like the yellow bananas in the supermarket. It will stay green and it will stay much smaller.
Okay.
And it's apparently you have to cook it, process it further like this. But this type, it's the mousse that apparently has a lot of seeds inside, and the seeds are quite bitter.
All right, so it's kind of like a plantain then, is it, more so than a banana?
I got kind of that family.
Not a fruit salad then?
It's not the fruit salad. No, we're not going to serve it as breakfast.
No, but it's an interesting one. I suppose, what kind of weather have you met? Like, is it down to the weather over the summer that you've gotten in Baltimore then, do you reckon, or is it just that...
I mean, we had a very kind of early hot summer, like in May, June. It was quite hot. And then we had a lot of moisture and humidity and warm, you know, like it was constantly around the 20 degrees, but very humid. And probably that condition the banana likes.
I suppose maybe you haven't thought about it. You haven't planned out the business or the future of the business, Frederica. But I suppose
go on.
I was just going to ask: should we expect Ralph's bananas to be on the shelves before long? should Fife's or Chickateeta be worried?
No, I think they'll be safe enough. You know, I think we concentrate on our hotel primarily. You know, and if we have the occasional banana crop, I'm sure my chef will come up with some formula and incorporate.
Something creative, definitely worth checking out. Your website is www.rolfscountryhouse.com. Frederica, thanks so much for taking the call from us this afternoon.
Thank you, Ray.
Much obliged. All the best.
Bye.
That is bananas. Black Legend, Today FM.
1975, we brought you an album.
It's so good, it's so good.
Is it though?
Troy Sivan and Rush. It's a party track.
Sure is.
Now it's a party in here. Hey, how you doing?
What's your name?
I'm JP. I haven't seen you here before.
The music stopped. It is a party tune, though.
Yeah.
You can imagine having an old bop on the dance floor. Hey, how's it going?
How you doing?
Are you Lorna's friend? Yeah, I was in college with Sarah.
Oh, right. Your face looks familiar.
Yeah, we used to be roommates.
Right.
We go way back.
Yeah.
Great crack. So what do you do? Oh, sorry. So what do you do? Working a radio station. Are you on the radio? No, I'm behind the scenes. Do you want one more mention of the cast? Troy Sivan and Rush, it's called. New music on Today FM. €20,912.66. We're closing the lines in 2.5 minutes.
Ray Foley.
And the cash machine calls on the way.
With Care Plus, providing
hope. Let's take that, an up-and-coming young band from the north of England. Today FM playing the music you love. A very good afternoon to you.
Hello there.
Raise my name, there's JP.
How are you?
So what are we doing? Like, is this the thing we're still even doing, talking about movies and streaming and things that are worth checking out on the small and silver screens?
Yeah, it's a much loved part of the show, right?
But she's abandoned us.
Well, she hasn't abandoned us.
Our regular, yeah. Our beloved, our fave, Ciara King, has abandoned us for those big RTE dollars. Is what she's been doing.
Would you say she's money hungry?
Oh, she's mad for money. She's money mad is what she is. She was over there in RTE and she was filling for Ray Darcy. And by the way, did you see these glowing reviews in the newspapers of her?
No, thanks.
That she's quick-witted and quirky and a quirky sense of humour. It's absolutely... How long are we here? Nearly 2 years. We're back here nearly 2 years. We haven't had one... Not even a positive review. We haven't even had any kind of review.
No.
And the reviews of Ciara King filling in for Ray Darcy.
She started a wet week. It was a wet week.
Not even it was. Yeah. It was very wet last week, actually. Which, well, it's some sunny spells, but mostly showers. Anyway.
Hello, boys. It's nice to be back with you. I don't know about you guys, but I missed you.
Look at you. Come on, crawling back with your tail between your legs.
This is it. Hey, guys. Oh, hi. I'm back. How are you?
Texting us last night. What time did you get the text at, JP? About 11:45 last night, was it?
Very late.
Very late. Any chance I can come on your show again tomorrow? We're like, oh, yeah. Here we go now. Now that Ray Darcy's back in his hot seat.
This is it. I need to go where the ratings are going. So I just want to say congratulations because I believe, you know what I mean? You increased your listenership again. I mean, do I have anything to do with that? I mean, I don't know, guys.
Absolutely.
You know, I don't know. That's for you to decide.
Definitely.
But no, seriously, congrats.
Did you see any of the radio reviews in the newspapers about you? Did you see them? They were quite nice.
Of course she did.
Did you see them? Did you?
I did. I did indeed, yeah.
And?
I did.
And?
And they used a photo of me from about 5 years ago, which I appreciate.
I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, did you notice that? Did everyone notice that?
Yeah,
but anyway.
I wish they'd use photographs of me from around 2011. Ideally, it'd be nice if they would use them. So come here then, give us the skinny. You were filling in for Ray Darcy on RT1. I know you don't want to talk about it, but that's exactly why I want to talk about it.
See, I knew this. I had a lovely time. Thank you very much.
And
now I'm here to do a different radio job.
And tell us, Tubbs is gone. That was unexpected. So what's happening? What's the shaking? And what's the word from inside the compound?
I have absolutely and utterly no idea.
I think you should get it.
I would back that campaign. Yeah, I think so.
I think you should get it. Yeah. But as long as, and this needs to be in the contract, as long as you can still come on with us every Thursday.
Well, I would make sure of that, guys. I would make sure of that for sure.
Yeah,
but
right.
Anyway.
We tried to get you on the Better Connection, but you're at home again in Galway, are you?
I am indeed. I'm on a holiday. And do you know what I saw there, actually? There's a part of Quay Street in Galway City that's closed off right now because Dakota Fanning is there filming The Watchers.
Oh, what's that?
Ooh.
It's a TV series that she's in, I think. And so Galway has kind of been, it's screeched to a halt, as they say, you know, down Quay Street there.
Yeah.
Because she's there filming. And did I hear as well that Will Ferrell was in Dublin over the course of the week?
He was. He was in a place in Westmoreland Street. And Sandra Oh, is it Sandra?
No!
Is that her name?
Killing
Eve?
Yeah.
She was in Chapter 1 last night. People were taking photographs of her. She was out for dinner in Dublin in Chapter 1.
They are all over the place. So they are. Oh, and something else as well. Remember I was on a couple of months ago and I was like, oh, guys, I'm not going to watch And Just Like That season 2. Of course I completely watched it.
Uh-huh.
And the final episode I have to watch this evening, it came out this morning, and it's where Kim Cattrall finally makes an appearance.
Well, spoiler alert. Once again.
There you go. But anyway.
Yeah, they're saying, I was reading a review, The Independent have a review of it saying it's the worst television show, I think, ever, or certainly the worst television show in production right now. What did you make of the entire series, having watched most of it?
You know what? The second series wasn't as bad as the first series, in my opinion. It was like they kind of settled into it. And I have to say, Aidan coming back, spoiler alert, kind of lifted it a little bit. And that's about it. So I'm going to wait now. I'm going to hold off really until I watch the final episode, because I'm dying to know how they involved Kim Cattrall in it.
So was it Dakota Fanning or Dakota Johnson you mentioned in Galway?
Dakota Fanning.
Fanning. So Dakota Fanning in Galway. You got Sandra Oh in Dublin out for dinner last night. Will Ferrell out for dinner. He's around. If you spot Will, get a selfie with him. Send it in to us. Or have you spotted Will? 0874-100-102. And there is one more. There's one more celebrity.
Who?
Guess.
Oh my God, is it Donald Gleeson?
It's not Donald Gleeson.
Oh, well, then I don't care. Who?
You'll care about this one. It's Cillian Murphy.
Okay, in Dublin?
No, apparently this is yaycork.ie of a story. Cillian Murphy is going to be appearing in a Safe Harbour festival pop-up or two.
There you go.
The Safe Harbour, yeah, he's going to be performing, or he's going to be making an appearance at that, apparently, anyway.
Oh, cool. Well, that's cool. I mean, they're all out. It's August, and they can't promote anything, can they, at the minute?
Oh, yeah, that's so. It. They can only have a good time, yes, and they're not doing any interviews or any official press. They're not going to be doing any of that. Right, let me see. What are we doing? We've got movies. And we've got TV. Yes. Let's do the movie actually first, and then we come back to the TV shows, if that's okay.
Yeah, because we're kind of in silly season at the minute. We're kind of in between that time before heading back to school and everybody getting a routine and whatnot. All the big releases are probably coming in September, so it's kind of slim pickings right now. But Blue Beetle, it came out last Friday in Ireland.
This is Blue Beetle, and having seen the trailer, I'm kind of excited. Have a listen.
Did you know what was going to happen to my brother when you stuck him with this world-destroying thing?
It's called the Scarab. I had no idea it would activate. It has to choose you.
What do you think the government is going to do when they figure out that some kid has this military tech?
We are going to change the world with the power of the Scarab. It belongs to me.
The love you feel for your family makes you weak.
You're wrong. My family,
that's what makes me strong.
We're digging deeper into the superhero bench of DC. We've already had Shazam, Blue Beetle. He would be known to the comic book fans, but much like, say, Guardians of the Galaxy, that kind of thing, before they were big and famous, it's kind of like, who's Blue Beetle?
Who is Blue Beetle? I hadn't a clue who Blue Beetle was. Now, do you want to hear the positive stuff first or the negative?
Oh, is there negative? That's disappointing, because I was really rooting for this film.
I know, so was I. Well, okay, do you know what? The most original thing about this movie is the fact that it's the first live-action superhero movie film with a Latino lead, which is great. Family is at the heart of this movie, and it's warm, okay?
I think warm, like your third one, is like you're really struggling to find positives about it. It's warm.
Yeah, no, honestly, I am, and I think DC are in... I think they're in a little bit of trouble because, obviously, you mentioned Shazam, didn't you? And then, obviously, The Flash didn't do as well. Mm. As it was supposed to, Aquaman is out later on in a couple of months. And this is all kind of before James Gunn has taken over at the helm, right?
Yep.
Well, they need James Gunn because Blue Beetle, there is nothing original about this movie at all. It's the same cliches, it's the same tropes. You've seen this movie a million times because you've seen Spider-Man and you've seen Iron Man. And they just, there was nothing original about this movie. And as you said, Ray, like I was rooting for it as well, but I walked away and I was like, what the hell is that? As I said, I literally just named the two good things about this movie. And also, the only way it's different is his family know that he's Blue Beetle at the start. There's no big reveal. You know, his family are in there from the start. Okay. And they're fab, as in George Lopez. People know George Lopez. He kind of plays this crazy uncle in it. And also, Tony Plana was Betty Suarez's dad in Ugly Betty. Mm-hmm. So that cast and the whole kind of... traditions around Latino families and stuff like that. Like, that is done very, very well in the movie. But other than that, not even the suit, you know?
They were saying the graphics on the suit, it's quite frightening. Or when there's the initial change when he turns into the blue, but the kid turns into the superhero form, it's quite traumatic, particularly for younger viewers.
Yeah, it is a little bit. That I find a little bit weird, all right. But there's just not enough in this movie to make me compel you to tell you to go to the cinema to watch it.
Okay. That's a shame. It is a shame. But maybe we're suffering from this superhero fatigue, that superheroes just need to disappear for the next 20 years and then start all over again.
I've been thinking about this and I'm like, is it me? Am I the problem? Have I just outgrown this whole superhero genre, or is there still a place for it in cinemas? And that's kind of the mentality that I went in when I went to watch this movie. And it just wasn't good enough. It genuinely wasn't good enough. But other people might see it differently because it did knock Barbie off its perch in the US box office for the first time in 4 weeks. Mm. So maybe there is still an appetite for those superhero movies, but this one's been done before. You've seen it before. And you've seen it done better.
Barbie's only been knocked off, though, because everyone's seen it. Except for JP, because he's a massive sexist.
Hang on a second.
We want to smash the patriarchy.
What?
We're cancelling JP, by the way. Have you heard?
We're not.
No!
Yeah, he's a massive sexist. Yeah, so we've decided to cancel JP. So that's
okay,
ongoing.
Instagram and Twitter.
Use your RTE platform to cancel him once the next time you're on for Ray Darcy.
You know what? That's a great idea.
I want to do TV. Let's do that after Jazzy. This is Today FM. We're back with Kira after this. Jazzy and Given Me. This is Today FM. We play the music you love. Good afternoon. Hello. It's Ray Foley in the afternoon. And here comes the weekend. Elijah, well, tomorrow will be the week, coming the weekend. It's Ray here. JP's over
Hi.
There. And Kira's over. I reconnected to Kira now. I think we'll be
Oh, thank God.
Oh,
hello.
That sounds
so
much
boys.
Better. Kira King, the queen, on air with us this afternoon. Yeah.
Sorry, one last point about the Blue Beetle and then I'll let it go, okay? I forgot to mention that Susan Sarandon is in it as one of the worst villains I've ever seen in a superhero movie. Thank you. That's all I want to say about Blue Beetle.
What about Helen Mirren as the bad... She was the bad guy, or she was the villain in
In Shazam.
Shazam, yeah.
Guys, why are we picking on two women villains? They can be villains also.
Look at them here.
Oh my God. Right. Oh, look at JP there. He's all right,
sucking up to the feminist. Here's what happened, Kira. He
this didn't happen.
He shamefully admitted on air that he only yesterday bought his first book by a female author in all of his life.
JP.
Isn't it awful?
It was just a coincidence that it had happened that way. I wasn't thinking about it. It just happened that way.
And he hasn't seen the Barbie movie yet.
Oh, the misogyny.
Isn't it awful?
It's dripping off me.
It's dreadful.
Oh, my God. Well, anyway, look, you know, I look forward to JP's mind being expanded reading female writers. So this can only be a good thing.
He's starting his own podcast and he's selling it for men, for young men. Mm. He's selling energy drinks and supplements.
I'm talking about Second Amendment rights.
Right. Oh, God. Okay.
I
hate to say it. It's an audience worst.
He was glued to the Republican debate last night.
How'd you feel about hunting? Big game hunting there, Kira.
What about Hunter's laptop?
Oh, God. Anyway.
Right. Let's move on. So that was the Blue Beetle we were talking about. This is then the latest from Disney. This is Ahsoka,
Yeah.
Do you know anything about this lady?
I know that she popped up in The Mandalorian, which I really, really enjoyed. I watched the first two episodes on Disney Plus, and as a very casual Star Wars fan, they lost me. They absolutely lost me because I feel like I needed to know everything about the Star Wars lore for me to be able to understand this particular program. So The Mandalorian, I got, you know what I mean? And I love The Mandalorian, and not because Pedro Pascal is absolutely gorgeous, because he can't even see his face in it. Okay, so you can't throw that at me. But yeah, I just don't know who Ahsoka is. Rosario Dawson obviously plays her, and she did make her first appearance in The Mandalorian. Now, Ray, you're a Star Wars
fan. Hang on now. Let's have a little listen. This is Ahsoka. It's on Disney Plus, and it's the latest in the string of Star Wars intellectual property franchise. Have a listen.
War is inevitable. One must destroy in order to create. We are no Jedi.
I started hearing whispers of Thrawn's return as heir to the Empire.
You and I both know who could help you with this.
She's still just as stubborn as ever.
I bet your master found you difficult at times.
Anakin never got to finish my training. I walked away from him.
You never made things easy for me,
Master.
Hey.
Huh?
So, this is my understanding of it. And, like, you're a Star Wars fan, right, Ray?
I know Star Wars. I wouldn't, because like I've watched the Boba Fett show. I've watched the Mandalorian show. I've watched all of the movies, but I still wouldn't class myself. I don't have any toys.
But
what I know of her is that she was quite a big character. She was a young Jedi who trained under Anakin before he became Darth Vader. And she was a big character in the animated series. The Dave Filoni animated series.
Love Dave.
Now, I'm not a fan, but I know all this.
There
was the Star Wars Clone Wars adventures, and she was a kid being trained up as a young Jedi. Now, then she appears then in the Mandalorian and Boba Fett, played by Rosario Dawson, and she was fantastic in that as a character, a really strong, kick-ass character, and now she's been getting her own show.
Yeah, so this is what I think is happening, okay? And you can correct me if I'm wrong, because I really had to concentrate when I was watching the first two episodes, because I was like, what is going on here? So from what I can gather, the Galactic Empire has fallen, okay? Mm-hmm. So her quest, she has to find and neutralize Grand Admiral Thrawn.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And she's learned that a map could reveal his hiding place, but she needs help in decoding the map. And then she has a former protege that begins to help her, Sabine Wren.
Right.
And that's about as much as I know.
the stakes are high. And the problem but is with these shows, and no more than with the Secret Invasion, which is, of course, another Disney property, but it's from Marvel, was that if you don't get people hooked in the first couple of episodes or give them, so and make them, help them understand, get them hooked and get them emotionally invested, then it's like, I don't understand what's going on. I'm not going to stay with this show.
I'm not going to stay with this show.
Right,
they definitely lost me. And even Rosario Dawson as the character, I don't know what she is. Like, I cannot warm to her at all. And even, you know, the other characters as well, Sabine Wren, who's obviously going to feature in it massively. I just couldn't warm to them. Like, The Mandalorian, I was in straight away.
Yeah.
And not just because Pedro Pascal is gorgeous, okay? But this, yeah, I just didn't get it. And also, I just found that I was missing massive pieces of the Star Wars puzzle, and it just wasn't enough for me to continue watching it. I'm so sorry, Rosaria.
That's fair enough. And the diehards will like it, but I think it's going to be a case of back to the drawing board for a lot of these things that they're just dragging the arse out of them. If you want to watch one Star Wars show, it's called Andor.
Yeah.
And it's absolutely sensational.
But I'm at that stage where I feel, where do I even start
Andor. Told you there.
Andor. Okay. All right.
Sarah's been in touch, Ray, on 0874-100-102. Says, Ray, I'm an avid Star Wars fan and really enjoyed Ahsoka last night. Lots of powerful females in it, so JP might not like it. Sarah, this is not a thing that we're doing. This isn't getting legs, by the way. Okay?
He's such a sexist. As I said, the diehards will like it, but it's everybody else you need to kind of keep an eye on.
Yeah, and I don't want to insult any of the diehard Star Wars fans, you know, at all. It's just I'm not that well versed in the world of Star Wars. I wish that I was, actually. But I won't be watching it again.
You got to bring everybody else along. Kira King, we're out of time, I'm afraid.
Oh,
what?
We are out of time. After all the messing around, we've ran out of time. Thanks for joining us this week.
Nice to be back. And look, I'll see you next week at some stage.
Are you coming in next week?
Yeah, I think I'll come in next week.
Unless she's doing 9 to 10.
Oh, hello. You heard it here first.
Anyway.
She's not giving Anthony away. Anthony to tell us, any gigs going, any chats? Who's your super? Do you have a super agent, actually?
No, I don't. Well, I am my own agent.
I would. You know what? I'll be your super agent. And I tell you what, we'll make this happen, Kira.
That would be a brilliant plot twist, wouldn't it? If yourself and JP became my agent.
Yoink. Listen, thanks for chatting. Thanks for everything.
See you next week. Boys.
Thanks
bye.
For, thanks
see
for
you
being
next week.
Thanks for being here. Love you. Come back to us. We miss you.
Goodbye.
Bye. See you. Bye. Right. Cash machine call. If you're standing by for your call, that's happening on the way.
Ray Foley.
And I'll play.
With Care Plus. Care with a K. Care with a difference. Careplus.ie.
Sam Smith and Money on My Mind. This is Today FM playing the music you love.
Here.
Ray Foley's my name. There's JP.
How are you?
I'm all right. How are you? You all right? You good?
Good, yeah.
Yeah, you good? Yeah.
I am. I'm all right. Thanks for asking.
Cool, yeah. So we're talking about Ahsoka. This is the new Disney Plus Star Wars TV series.
Yeah.
First two series, two episodes are on Disney Plus now. Hey guys, we were saying that really it's for the diehard Star Wars fans, it seems to be.
Okay.
If you really need to know your Star Wars and for the fans, definitely going to lose their minds over Ahsoka. She's got the big two funnels, what kind of tubes on the top of her head?
Stripey tubes, are they?
Yeah, she's played by Rosario Dawson. Ashen Athlone texted, "Hey guys, a friend of mine in Melbourne in Australia named her children Ahsoka and Yavin after Star Wars." That's very sad.
That's it.
It really is, yeah. Ray, Andor, excellent. Loved it. My fave. As much as Pedro is nice on the eyes, I preferred Andor. Andor's something else. And the thing is, it's got notes of... I've talked about this before. By the way, I didn't fart. That was the chair.
That was the chair. Okay. We'll go with that. You're trying to make that noise again, Ray? It's funny. It's not making the second time.
It's not happening now. Yeah, it's got sort of undertones of sort of maybe Berlin or Germany in pre-World War II. Sort of as the Nazis were coming to power, that sort of underground resistance movement. If you haven't watched and the drama and the tension, absolutely incredible. Just check it out, Andor. And there's going to be a second series. Sorry, that's my phone. Between the farts and the phones, just Love the show. Hey, from Viv. And I've not seen the Barbie movie either, and I've no interest in seeing it, from Karen. Karen, you're part of the problem.
Ray Foley.
You're on Team JP.
Care Plus. Not all careers in care are the same. The best.
Youch. Right. Tulfaris Hotel and Golf Resort. Tulfaris Hotel and Golf Resort is Wicklow's hidden gem. It's the ideal location for your country escape, just 30 minutes from Dublin. Their website is www.tulfarishotel.com. We've got a brand new conference centre, renowned championship golf course, and breathtaking views of the Blessington Lakes and Wicklow Mountains. What I was thinking, what we did, we've done romance, we've done bad romance. What else did we do? Something stupid yesterday. What was
People who still own their teddies.
I've got two options for you today.
A choice, okay.
We can either do, off the back of the Star Wars thing, the people being named after Star Wars characters.
Ash and Athlone said you're the friend. Yeah.
What are you named after?
All right.
So it could be anything. You're like your granny. What's your name and who you're named after, or what are you named after?
I'm named after the Pope, yeah.
Or we could do, because Will Ferrell and Sandra Oh and all these famous people, we've got Dakota Fanning in Galway. Who have you met that's famous? I tell you what, we'll keep the famous one for tomorrow.
Right.
And we'll do the names today.
Okay.
Who are you named after? 0874 100102. We put everyone in to win a lovely break for two in Tulfaris. Two nights B&B with dinner on an evening of your choice in the new Fairways restaurant for two people.
Ray Foley.
Text in now, we'll have a winner in a few.
With Care Plus. Care with a K. Care with a difference. Careplus.ie.
Who or what are you named after? 0874 100102. And I'll play Medusa with Dermot Kennedy next.
Of 16 to 19 degrees today. FM News of more in the last word at 4:30.
Ben.
Yeah.
We're doing who were you named after?
Okay.
Who were you named after?
I was named after an English child my mother saw on holidays in Lanzarote, and she liked the name.
Jesus. Steve-o?
I'm afraid I'm not named after anybody. There's nothing interesting there.
They liked the name.
Yeah, just like the name Stephen. Yeah. The funny thing is, my mum liked it because she thought it's not one of those names that can be turned into a real horrible sounding nickname.
And then I just called you Steve-O on national radio.
Yeah, I get called Steve-O, Steo, or Doyler.
I don't think I've ever called you Stephen.
No, never used your full name.
Mother Doyle's, it never really worked out anyway, that idea of hers.
And J.P. Pope, isn't it?
The Pope, yeah.
You were a 1979 baby as well, weren't you?
Spot on.
So not very imaginative.
No.
It has to be said. Any more 0874 100
Ray Foley.
Thank you, chaps. Today FM. Anne-Marie and Shania Twain on Healthy. Today FM. Playing the music you love. This is brilliant. This, what are you named after?
It's kicked off. Everyone's got a name, I suppose, you know.
Yeah, but we're, you know, I suppose unless, because in our case, we didn't name our kid. I've got an Andrew and I've got a Matthew. And we didn't name them after anyone. We just liked the names. We nearly went for Dunica for one of them, I think. Dunners, we would have called him. That would have been his nickname.
Oh, no.
It would have been Gas.
My mother did try and convince me once that I wasn't named after the Pope and I was named after two of the Beatles. Those Beatles not being Ringo or George or John or Paul. That's what she said, but I mean, 1979.
Would they have been big Beatles fans?
Yeah, fairly big, yeah.
Well, there you go. Maybe it was. It was the Pope. Loads of these. What are you named after? 0874 100102. Or who are you named after? Ronan texted, he said, I had no name for a few days. Yeah, my second had no name for a few days. We couldn't decide on it. But we had Matthew ready to go and then Andrew just stuck after a few days. I had no name for a few days. Then Ronan Collins came on the radio. So I was named after Ronan Collins. Isn't that amazing?
There you go.
And he Ray's named after me as a result of me just appearing on the radio in the maternity. No. Adam texted, I'm named after Adam Ant. Very good.
Okay, yeah.
Shane texted, I was named after a country and western film called Shane. Never seen it. You've never seen Shane? Even I've seen Shane.
That's quite serious. Yeah,
very sad. Definitely worth a watch. Like, I mean, it's a classic, country classic. I'm named after the midwife that delivered me, the youngest of five kids, so they couldn't dedicate too much.
What?
The I'm the youngest of five kids, so they couldn't dedicate too much time to think of a new name. I just have an image of the dad going, "Here, what's your name?" Yeah, grand, that'll do. Write that down. I got Melissa in Athlone. Melissa, that's lovely.
That's a nice name.
That's
a lovely,
you got lucky with that midwife. It's a good thing the midwife's name wasn't Brian or something. And
not, shout out to all the Brian's.
Not that there's anything wrong, but you wouldn't like to be a Melissa, a baby girl called Brian.
Probably not.
You're going to have a hard time. I was meant to be called Christopher, but my dad was ill in hospital when I was born in 1980. And he dreamt that he met Saint Martin and named me Martin. How did he know it was Saint Martin? Did he say it in the dream? Or
I am Martin.
I am Saint Martin. Or does Saint Martin have some immediately identifiable features? Look at Google Saint Martin there.
Saint Martin.
How did he know? How did your dad know? Was he a very religious man? Was he into saints? Would have been like, straight away, that was classic Saint Martin.
I mean, everything is telling me about the island of Saint Martin or San Martin, but nothing about Saint Martin. Is Saint Martin a Martin? Saint Martin a Saint?
Saint Martin a Saint, was he made up? Maybe it was the island of Saint Martin that your dad was dreaming of. He was dreaming of being, hang on, the Saint Martin picture. Let's try this out. Again, it's all pictures of the island of Saint Martin.
He's the patron saint of, I found it, of beggars.
Nice.
And wool weavers.
Did he have an empty coffee cup?
Perhaps.
And a nice Aran jumper on.
He's also the patron saint of the US Army.
My name is Leah. Cheers, Marty, by the way, in Galway. And my name is Leah, and I'm named after the song Leah by Roy Orbison, which was my dad's favourite song from Leah. I've got another Leah as well, 0874 100 102. Now, different Leah's over there, Leah.
Hi, my name is Leah.
Oh my God, you're adorable.
Straight out of the gate.
Hi, Leah.
Hi, my name is Leah.
Hiya.
And I'm named after my dad heard a girl working on the radio when he was at work.
What? Your dad heard a girl working on the radio while he was at work?
My dad heard a girl working on the radio when he was at work.
Right.
And her name was Leah, and he thought it was a pretty name.
That's not Leah who worked on the Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show, is it?
You know what, it could be.
As the Ireland's biggest radio nerd who happens to be working in radio, I don't know any other Leahs.
Hang on a second. How old do we think Leah is there?
And when was Leah working on the...
That was a while ago.
It would depend on Leah's age.
So he went home to my mum and my mum named me that.
I wonder, could it be Leah formerly of this parish? And Martina's there as well. Martina?
Hi, guys. Hi. I got named after my Uncle Martin. I was born the day before his third birthday. And he was told I was his present, so therefore my name is Martina, better known as Tina. That's how I got my name.
That's very good as well. Any more? 0874 100 102. This is a good one.
It's ringing.
Hello.
Hello, is that Nikita?
Yes.
Your joke. The famous Nikita.
The famous Nikita.
Oh, yeah. Taking us right back to a classic track from Mr. Elton John. Where's the vocal? Where's the vocal? Elton. He's been very lazy in this.
You were expecting the singing to start then.
Nikita, you stay there for me. Hang on.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Oh, Nikita, you will never know anything about my home. I'll never know how good it feels to hold you.
Everybody.
Oh, no. Nikita, I need
you so. Are you actually named after the Elton John song, Nikita?
Yes, I am. I was born in 1986 and I was named after the Elton John song.
Was it a hit song on the radio at the time? I guess it was.
It was. My mother loved it. So she named me after it. But it's Nikita. I'm Nakita because we didn't have MTV back in the day, so we didn't know how it was spelled. And also,
she just sort of did it phonetically.
Elton John was possibly singing about a man.
Oh, quite possibly, actually. Yeah, he probably came out subsequently, did he? After 1980s.
I think so. I'm not so. You know, I didn't really
might
know
have been
what was
dude,
going on
yeah.
at the time.
It's all about love across battle lines. That song, the Cold War. If you've seen the video, it's all about a border guard and a.
Oh, yeah.
Glamorous
yeah,
lady.
I've seen the video from my hen party. I was dressed up as Nikita from the video. The video as well.
Excellent. Come here, I'll give you the prize for being a misspelled Nikita from 1986. congratulations. You've got two nights B&B with dinner on an evening of your choice in the Fairways restaurant in Tall Faris Hotel and Golf Resort. Well done, madam.
Well done, Nikita.
Oh, thank you so much.
Enjoy it, won't you?
I never went on things.
Well, you've won something now. Congrats.
Thank you so much.
Listen, thanks for listening. Thanks for coming on. Have a good day.
Thank you, and love the show.
Hello. Oh, Nikita is the other side. Just Nikita, bye. Have a lovely break. Enjoy the break.
Well, she's gone already. She's gone. She's gone, yeah. She's gone. She's not on the phone anymore.
I know that, Jim. Yeah. Tom Ferris Hotel and Golf Resort. Wicklow's Hidden Gem. Calm down. Rima and Selena Gomez, Calm Down. Today FM, play the music you love. Ray Fowley in the afternoons. Tell your friends, won't you? You need the business. Trying to drum up a little bit of support here. Word of mouth. They keep saying word of mouth. That'd be a good idea. If one person tells one other person, that'd double the audience, you know. That's just maths.
Yeah.
Lines flashing. What's the number again? I love it when people ring in. 1-800?
715.
Yeah?
100.
Do that, and then it's on two. The FM, hello?
Hello, how are you?
I'm good, how are you?
I'm good. I think my story probably beats them all. I'm the youngest of seven children, okay?
Yeah.
And when I was born, they didn't check the nappy. My mother never checked the nappy because she had three boys and three girls before me. And they called me Dennis for 3 days. So somebody came up and they checked the nappy afterwards and they found out I was a girl, so they just stuck an E onto the end of it.
Dennis became Denise.
Yeah.
Denise, that is extraordinary. When, without dating you or aging you, I suppose, how long ago was this?
It was 50 years ago. Things were a lot different back
they
then.
They didn't check the nappy. They weren't good.
Never checked the nappy.
Did six other kids ahead of you?
Yeah, they had three boys and three girls, so they didn't care what they had.
No. As long as they had ten fingers and ten toes, that's
absolutely
all that is.
Absolutely. And there was some other lady that came up and checked the nappy and told my mother, no, actually, you don't have a boy, you have a girl.
We've got some shocking news. And how many days was it?
3 days, I think, that they didn't check the nappy.
Jakers, that's long enough.
Yeah, I've been in therapy since, to be honest.
That's it. You were probably the world's youngest sex change, were you?
I was, yes.
Listen, Denise, thanks so much for the call. Have a lovely day.
Bye.
That's it. We're out of time. Thanks so much for the messages and the calls. We'll do it all again tomorrow. We're all from 2 p.m. There's so much we didn't get to do on the show today. Yeah, we didn't get to do Stephen Fry Light.
Yeah.
Stephen Fry Light. Where Stephen Fry talks up the benefits of switching from butter to a low-calorie cooking alternative, like a Fry Light spray. We didn't get to do the Gravy Twain, where Shania Twain tells us that she's teaming up with singer Anne-Marie for the song Unhealthy, has introduced her to a new audience and boosted sales of her back catalogue. She's on the Gravy Twain.
Yeah.
All right. And we didn't get to do Anne-Marie's Ban-Marie. Anne-Marie's Ban-Marie,
yeah.
Where our singer Anne-Marie tells us she's recently been using a French water bath, also known as a Ban-Marie, to cook her meat. Do you know, it comes out really tender.
It does, yeah.
She's delighted with it. I just got some great news.
What's that?
Matt Cooper's on the way next. Have a lovely evening.
Ray Foley, weekday afternoons from 2. Today.